telling me about the boat office, and it was in opposite the
old house's home.
Yes.
There, and it was on the top floor, and it was a square sort of office and an alcove down there. Well, Kennedy used to work down there, and Mrs. Rose used to work here. She was the advertising agent,
mm-hmm.
and Miss Holman, they worked there. Well, I was dog's body.
You were sort of office girl, were you?
Yes, dog's body.
Yeah.
Well, you said you met Miss Lawson.
That's right, I have.
Well, when I first knew her, I had to go down. Now, she used to have to go down an office, and it was down. It was just past the Holborn.
Yes.
What's the Holborn Hall?
Yes.
And there's a big block of red flats. We used to go across that courtyard to there.
She lived there, did she?
No, she worked there.
Mm.
She lived at number 4 Guildford Street until somebody committed suicide.
Mm.
Then from there, she moved to Gordon Square.
Mm.
Now that's the last I saw of her.
Mm.
And I used to have to go periodically there to see her, take things to be signed and that. Well, now, Miss Holman was the secretary.
Secretary of the Women's Freedom League, you mean?
No, she was, she was secretary of the vote office.
Oh, I see, yes.
The Women's Freedom League offices was in number 1 at Delphi.
Mm-hmm.
What? No.
Robert Street, was it? Anyway, it's down
Adam
Strand.
Street, well, it's what used to be at the back of the Tivoli.
Mm.
Wait a minute, let's go.
I know what you mean.
No, wait, I can't get the street.
Don't trip over the wire. That's it. All right.
Don't worry about the collar.
That's it. Okay. Yes.
There. Well, now, they had a great big room there, and there was a Miss Underwood and a Dr. Knight.
That's right.
I think whether Miss Riddler came or not, I don't know, but I think Miss Riddler, or some such name as that.
Mm-hmm.
Was friendly with Miss Lawson,
mm-hmm.
and she had something to do with the women's hospital in the south of London.
Oh yes, yes.
Now I can't connect it, but I know they had something to do with it. And Mrs. Despard used to come. Well, she was an elderly lady with white hair combed straight back. She used to wear a black mantle that hang down
here.
That's right. And she used to live...
Well, she lived in Battersea, didn't she?
Yes, she lived at 9 Elms Lane.
Yes.
Battersea, and she used to run a soup kitchen.
Mm, that's right.
And I only went once there. But I used to go quite a lot to Miss Lawson and that. I mean, she used to, there, she had a very marvellous signature.
In Guildford Street?
Yeah, well, I used it there because while we were talking about, we moved here.
Mm.
And my mother and I used to walk from here there because my mother worked in St. Martin's Lane. I used to walk down with her and that. And we used to go to Miss Lawson then. Now, she did have, did she? Sign herself Marie, M-A-R-I-E.
Yes.
Yes, that was her name, Lawson. And it was a marvellous signature.
Mm. She was a marvellous woman, I think. What was she like then, when you knew her?
Well, she was very tall, and she used to wear pince-nez glasses, and she was one that put the fear of the Lord in you.
Why?
Well, you get a raw comb and go going to look at some businesswoman. You don't know who she is and what she is.
Mm. Did she speak loudly at you?
Oh, no, she was kind to you and there, and she'd do anything she wanted you. She'd help you if she could.
Mm.
But, she's not the type that you hold conversation with.
No.
Oh, no, she was in this office. And I know you went across the courtyard, but have you in your way going to Nether Lane gone that way to me? Do you know where I mean?
It's probably changed now, anyway.
No.
You know that block of red...
I think what happened?
I answered. I must have answered it. Oh, you were asking conundrums. Fancy asking what I did when I was 60.
Anyway, you went to the office, you got the job.
I got the job. I stayed there about a couple, 2 or 3 years, I suppose. I may have stayed longer. That I don't know. I don't remember. But...
What did you have to do when you were in the office?
Well, I seemed to run backwards and forwards with dirt one. I used to go to Space the Princess with a copy. And I used to, and there's one thing you had to do, it was absolutely compulsory. You must, when you folded, you wrote the wrappers and sent the things out, you must send one to the record office, and that's where you got your copy from, I bet.
That's right.
Yeah, well, Muggins said that. There, you have to send one. You must. You're compelled by law.
That's right.
To send it.
So you were three women in the office, were there?
There were three of us, yes. Well, Miss Holman there, well, I didn't know it. I didn't know it sometime after. But she knew this man who worked at Handicraft in Farringdon Road. And I didn't know that she knew him. But he used to see me standing waiting to get in because nobody was punctual those days. And sometime after, must have been perhaps a couple of years or that afterwards, he asked her about me and he offered me a job and I went to Handicraft.
I see.
You see, well, I stayed there for about a year. And then I went to Morton's in the city, see any Morton's of grocer.
Yes.
The tiny whippersnapper. Big
What was she like to work for, Mrs. Sturgis?
You've got plenty asking me that here. I asked about 70 years ago what her signature was, M.O. Kennedy. I did have a book, but I don't know what I did with it signed by her. But she wasn't bad, but she sort of Irish came and she thought she would.
She had a temper, did she?
Oh, yes. And her writing was like a like her.
Did she have a separate room or were you all in one big room?
One big room.
I see.
No, she had an alcove.
I see. How was it arranged? Can you remember now? It's a long time ago. Was there a big table in the room or what?
No.
After you well in the office?
Yes, they did look after me very well in the office. Mrs. Despard was very nice. I lost my purse once and she gave me a new one.
Did she?
Mm. Yes, and I was very ill with jaundice when I was there and they looked after me there. Dr. Knight was very good, but she was very erratic and I also remember having to go shopping for it. She always used to order them that to go and fetch some stuck into a separate place for the toe and I could remember.
She was a medical doctor, wasn't she?
She was a doctor. She lived at Hampstead.
And she was quite rich too, I believe.
Well, I should imagine she was.
Because she inherited her money from Knight's soap, you know.
Oh, did she? Well, I didn't know that. Yes. But she was very nice. They were all very nice. I wouldn't have anything said about them. They didn't work you like a slave.
And they spoke to you nicely,
oh,
didn't they?
Oh, yes, they were all quite good.
What did Miss Rose, Mrs. Rose, have to do?
Advertising.
I see.
Because if you look in the book, you've got advertisements, haven't you?
Yes, that's right, yes.
That was her pigeon. I mean, all you had to do was perhaps take the copy to speak to the printers or something.
So she collected the advertisements and arranged the money and things like that.
Yes, she did that.
Yes, I see.
She did all that. We had nothing to do, had nothing to do with that.
Then what about Miss Holman? What did she do?
She was the secretary. She had charge of the money. I mean, she was the secretary of the boat.
Yes.
Like, I think Mrs. Rose got the money and that was worth it.
Yes.
She was very prim and proper old maid.
Was she? What did she look like?
Well, she was real, I suppose you could call her early Victorian, rather early Victorian woman. I had a lot of dealing with her eventually. And because after sometime after 16, I was 24 years afterwards, I decided I'd come into the church. Well, she was sacristan to Kingsway Church.
Oh, I see.
And she my godmother.
I see. So she took a real interest in you.
Yes. Well, then it was in my mother's day, and she was really hard up. She was really poor. She used to live in Great Ormond Street.
This is your mother, is it, or Miss Holman?
No, Miss Holman.
Yes.
She lived in Great Ormond Street. We used to invite her here to a meal and that, but then she was taken ill and she died in hospital of what they call intestinal impact.
Oh dear. That's
and
nice.
My mother was the only one that understood what she wanted. There. Now, the only other altercation I had, and which I am extremely particular about, she made a will, and the lawyer was an absolute rake. I did buy quite a lot of stuff to pay her. And the debts and that. And there was a very big crucifix. And she said to me, I am going to sell it. I said, you're going to do what? He said, I'm going to sell it. I said, you wish to be cursed for the rest of your life.
Her day. Did she sort of sit at her desk all day?
Yes. In the right, what she did after, I wouldn't know.
No, but she just wrote.
She just wrote it out and laid it up, see, as you do with paper.
Yes, pasting it up. Yes.
So you have to paste the advertisements in.
Yes. So she did all that then, didn't she?
She did all that. Mrs. Rose, there used to do the. And of course, that's how I used to go to school. And that, but I never knew she used to give it me an envelope and then take it back.
Were they all full-timers then? Were they all there all day? All three of them?
Oh, Kennedy, I think, came when she liked it. Mrs. Rose was out most of the time.
Was she?
Because, well, she'd be out, like, calling on this one or that one.
Oh, I see, yes.
You've got to, you see, if you're doing advertising, you've got to go and ask. I mean, advertisers don't come to you. You
of
have
course,
to go to them, don't you?
Yes. What about distribution? I mean, how did you distribute the
boat? I write wrappers.
Did you?
Yes, you have to pay a subscription, I believe.
That's right.
You will have to look on that. Now, you've got more to the boat than I have. There, you have to look to the
Yes,
boat.
But they all arrived at the office, didn't they?
They used to come, yes.
And then what did you do with them?
Spokes for the princes.
Yes.
You see, well, then you'd send them out by post.
Yes, I see.
I wrote the label. I think I wrote the wrappers.
Did you?
Posted them, yes.
Mm.
I don't know what day it came out. It came out.
I think probably Friday, I should think.
Well, Thursday or Friday. But I always remember that the public record. I remember that till I got out of the door down below.
But they distributed the paper then from the office.
Yes, and then you see they'd have go out streets of it and that. Mm. Like they did, or like they do now. I mean, you get these people with fancy ideas and that.
So did the sales people come and collect it from the office?
Oh, well, that wasn't down. That was down at Robert Street.
Oh, was it? I see. So you had a whole lot taken to Robert Street?
Yes. Well, they did probably there.
Mm.
I mean, I know it used to come and they may have taken it, you know, or come to it. Then I don't remember.
That's very good.
They used to go out and various places all around might have a dozen or something.
Did they try and make you into a suffragette?
No.
They didn't try and influence your views?
No, but they did subconsciously.
Did they?
Yes, I do sometimes find it. I mean, if anybody upsets me and I look at them and I make their little steam, I'll stand up for my rights.
Yes, quite right.
You see, I mean, I don't take anything sitting down.
Mm. Did you ever see Mrs. Billington, Theresa Billington?
No.
Or Billington Gregg? Well, she was quite prominent, wasn't she, in the women's
field? Well, I might have done and not known them.
Yes,
I did come in contact with Access franchisee.
Did you?
Yes, I was there. And also, I always remember going. I had to go and find this place, and I was scared out of my life. Now, whether it was Edith Craig, the actress, or Ellen Terry, I don't know, it's one of the two, and I had to go to her flat.
Mm.
Now, you had to go up Bedford Street into a courtyard, and it's turning off Drury Lane, I know.
Mm.
And I had to go there, but that was about all.
Mm.
I didn't do a lot of outdoor work at least.
Did they have they didn't have telephones, I suppose, then, did they? Or typewriters?
The office? Yes, we had a typewriter.
Did you?
Yes, and I think there was a telephone.
Was there?
No, you'd have to get hold of, that would be on the top of the boat.
Yes, yes.
Now that would be there because all papers have got.
Yes.
Now that would be top of the road.
Yes. What about Robert Street, the headquarters? What was that like? Was that just one big room as well?
That was just one big room.
Was it?
That was up on the first floor.
Mm. And Miss Underwood was there, the secretary.
Yes, Miss Underwood was there.
Mm.
And Dr. Knight, they had desks, and there might have been other people. See, it was a sort of social gathering room.
Yes. Yes.
There, and they used to, Dr. Knight used to get butter.
Mm.
And you might one or two other things.
Mm.
But, I mean, as far as I had very little to do.
No, you just went there sometimes.
Yes, yes. When I was sent.
Mm.
And then towards the end I did stay there, but I went to handicrafts and then I went off. I suppose I could see no possibility.
No. Did they pay you a reasonable amount, do you remember?
Well, that's what I said, I don't know whether it was 2 and 6 or half.
Not very much.
Not for a beginner.
No.
But then, of course, you see, you've got to go back. You can't judge it by today.
No.
That, if it was 5 shillings, that was a lot.
Oh, yes, I agree.
They did, I mean, that I couldn't there.
They just dropped in sometimes.
Just dropped in. It was a big room. It was more social than anything. You see, there's no law or order attached to an organisation like that.
No.
You see, you might have time to go, somebody else might have time to go. You see, it's like you doing your history. You see, you've got time to go. Now, somebody just wanted to come.
So, there were just three desks and three chairs in the room. Is that all that was there?
There may be the telephone
and cupboards. Yes. That's very good. I mean,